West Georgia's first news on this Friday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. Harrelson County Superior Court Chief Judge Mark Murphy and Judge Andrew Roper have appointed Interim Chief Magistrate Crystal Damiano as Chief Magistrate to serve the remainder of the current term. The vacancy was created on February the 5th of this year when recently re-elected Harrelson County Chief Magistrate Jason Blackman submitted his resignation to Governor Brian Kemp. Georgia law requires that a vacancy in the office of Chief Magistrate be filled by appointment of the Superior Court judges to fill the balance of the unexpired term. No special election is authorized or required. Damiano previously served 4 years as Associate Magistrate for Harrelson County. She has a background in law enforcement and as an investigator for the Tallapoosa Circuit Public Defender's Office. She's a graduate of Harrelson County High School and has lived in Harrelson County for over 40 years. The city of Villarica will likely have to give back approximately $178,000 to the Carroll County Tax Commissioner's Office following a property tax appeal in which the property owner successfully made their case. According to Interim Deputy City Manager and Chief Financial Officer Jennifer Hallman, the Carroll County Tax Commissioner has already refunded the arbors at Villarica Apartments. A total of $177,651.98. According to the chief appraiser, Hubert Sparks, for the 2024 appeal, the original value of the property was with full occupancy considered, and of January 1st, 2024, the occupancy was only 14%, hence the value was adjusted. The property is part of the tax allocation district, therefore property tax revenue will decrease in the TAD debt service fund to reimburse the tax commissioner. Carrollton police have charged a 22-year-old Dallas man with cruelty to animals after investigators watched a video in which he clearly abuses a dog. Investigators say the cell phone recording shows Preston Hunter Osborne holding a dog off the ground by its collar while holding a gun to the dog inside of an Adamson Street residence. The dog can be heard yelping in the video. Police say as Osborne realizes he's being recorded, he drops the dog and kicks it as it hits the floor. Carrollton police records show multiple calls from that Adamson Avenue address in 2025 that involve Osborne and a female fighting and damaging property. Osborne was released from the Carroll County Jail after meeting a $2,500 bond this week. A company claiming to be the third largest renewable energy company in the United States has announced plans to build and operate a 100-megawatt energy storage facility in Carroll County. RWE Clean Energy will be hosting an informational open house in Roopville April 29th, 6 o'clock p.m. till 8 o'clock p.m. at Roopville Elementary, where they will discuss the Dogwood Energy Storage Project. That event is a chance for the community to learn about the project and ask questions. RWE calls the project part of the company's broader efforts to expand its renewable energy portfolio and integrate more clean energy into the grid. Keep Carroll Beautiful's spring e-recycling event coming up on Saturday, where county residents have the opportunity to drop off old, broken, and or unusable electronics at two different locations. Keep Carroll Beautiful Executive Director Martina Griffin.
Anything that processes data, so all your phones, tablets, any computer accessories, you know, on top of computers, any gaming systems, any TVs, anything that you would have like in a home office or in your den, we will not be accepting any appliances or any grooming items, so anything that kind of heats or cools or is a large appliance, we will not be taking these.
And KCB's Spring 2025 e-recycling event Saturday at the Southwire campus in Carrollton and the Villarica V-Plex in Villarica from 9 a.m. till 1 o'clock. Mount Zion Middle School has been named a National STEM Certified Campus by the National Institute for STEM Education. This makes a total of 20 Carroll County Schools campuses with the distinction. The campuses are credited with implementing 21st century learning and strategies in science, technology, engineering, and mathematics that transform school culture and maximize student achievement. Only 2% of schools in the nation are STEM certified by the National Institute for STEM Education. MZMS is one of three Carroll County Schools campuses earning the certification this spring. West Georgia residents get their local news and information from this radio station, the Newstalk1330.com website, and the Newstalk1330 WLBB Facebook page. We are your local news source. In the Newstalk1330 FM 106.3 newsroom, I'm Colin Worthington reporting.